Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Up Close and Personal with your host, Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez. Sit back and enjoy the journey where the possibilities are limitless. Enjoy the show.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Up Close and Personal with yours truly, Latin Jazzy. So much to talk about today, but tonight I am so excited. You know how you like it, an artist and you follow their careers and everything. Well, tonight I have one of those. Tonight I have one of the genre's elite saxophonists, one who has had no fear to break new grounds since his fearful debut back in 1995, one whose unique style is off the chain, one of the coolest sax played out here, and I will also add cute and sexy, sexy. Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Paul Taylor. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Annie. How are you doing? Thanks for having me here. How nice an intro.
I am blessed. Wow. Man, it's been a crazy week, and I am so glad that I finally have a chance to speak with you. I'm honored. And I was going to say, how did you enjoy the results of yesterday, but I'm going to move on because I'm having too much fun to get depressed. Oh, but anyway, Paul, I have been a fan for many, many years, and like I said previously, I have followed your career. I've seen you a few times. I haven't seen you in a minute. So for those of you who are not too familiar with Paul Taylor, would you like to tell us, how did you get started?
I'd be glad to tell everybody, yeah. You know, everybody, I got started long time ago. I was like 7 years old, and I have a younger brother, Bentley, and we both, my parents got us, wanted to get us into some, you know, when you have little kids, you want to have kind of get them into some, eventually into some organized activities. So during that time, my parents got us into a youth band in Denver, Colorado, and it's called the Gold Sash Band, and they got us into that, and that kind of got us started with music. And the funny story about that is, on the first meeting, the band director will look at your height and your stature, and assign you an instrument. So, on doing that, he assigned my brother the clarinet, and he looked at me and assigned me the sax. So, funny thing about that is, like, I never even chose a sax. He was chosen for me. So that's how I became to play the sax.
Wow. Well, you must have loved it, because here you are all these years later and still doing it and doing a beautiful job.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I don't think I loved it at first, but I learned to love it, and so I'm glad I stuck with it. So I wouldn't be talking, and then I'm talking with you now, so everything's going good.
Amen. Your repertoire is pretty impressive. When you first started as a session player, you have played with so many different people. Even now to this date, you still share the stage with a lot of people. Anyone in particular that comes to mind as far as, you know, that you enjoyed playing with when you first started, and or maybe still do so at this time?
Oh, you know, Annie, I really enjoy every kind of performance I get to take part in, you know, playing with another artist or, you know, them guesting with me. So, nothing really jumps out, you know. I just cherish every moment, every time I get to do that. So it's all, you know, each time is a unique experience. So, you know, experiencing, you know, whoever I'm collaborating with, you know, experiencing their art. So they all kind of jump out, but in the same time, they're all like, you know, highly treasured, you know. And I would say, you know, sometimes when we're doing these sessions and stuff, you know, with the technology, sometimes you're not even there with the actual person. I'm doing it at home in my studio, or and vice versa. They'll send me tracks from there, wherever their studio is. So sometimes I don't really get a chance to meet them. And then sometimes the ones I've done in the past, a long time ago, I have got a chance to meet them. So it's really cool either way, you know, and I just cherish each time. And, you know, I think what jumps out, I could tell you right now, is I got to play on Peeble Bryson a number of years ago. And fortunately, I did get to meet him. We toured together with when I was on a tour, package tour with Norman Brown, Summer Storm. So that was to actually perform with him. That was really cool. But then to play in his CD, you know, after a little bit after that, it was really, really cool too. We were on the same label for a second. And so Peeble Bryson jumps out at me right now.
Nice. Well, let's talk about Countdown. What was the inspiration behind creating this album?
Well, you know, Annie, actually the truth on the inspiration for Countdown is, you know, I get a lot of inspiration all the time from different things, from day to day, you know, over time. And so the truth of the matter, you know, I've learned to go with your strengths, and usually when I'm writing and a new project comes along, I kind of just stick with the way I've been doing it that works for me. And that's, you know, I plan for it, but in a way I don't plan for it. I just kind of, it didn't really have a focus. I go in and I just, you know, with my producer, and we just create, you know, great music, the best music we can. And after we're, you know, into the process at that point. So in a way I just kind of go in with an open slate. And then the trail kind of follows its way and leads its way out what we're going to be doing. And so that's what I've been doing. And so Countdown was the same way. I didn't really have any kind of preconceived things on what would be Countdown. Like, we wrote a lot of songs, and partly in the way, you know, maybe like, you know, I added like a little 5-4-3-2-1 little vocals on that title track. And so let's call this Countdown. And there we went, you know, went to town with it. So that was kind of the story around Countdown.
Nice. Oh, my goodness. This album is, like, really, really awesome. I mean, from track one to the end. How does this album differ from your previous albums, if in any way?
Well, that's a good question. I would think that it differs from, you know, my previous albums in the fact that it's just totally original and different, you know, that in the sense that, you know, I go out and try to, with my producer, try to just, you know, make the freshest music I can at the time. And this was in, you know, not 2016. So hopefully it's different from the previous ones, and like, it's newer music. And, even though I kind of do it in the same kind of format, I, you know, just kind of go in with an open slate, but, you know, it's different music, fresh music, and what my latest influences are, and those kind of come to bear.
Yeah, talking about influences. Who were your influences as you were learning how to play, and as you got into it, you know, when you started learning how to love it, who inspired you to, you know, become a better player, to learn how to love it? Who was the inspiration behind that, if anyone?
Oh, I have lots of inspirations. Like the main ones, back in Denver, Colorado, before I moved to Las Vegas, were like in Grover Washington Jr., David Sanborn, the Brecker Brothers, Earth, Wind & Fire, Patrice Rushen, Brothers Johnson. I got some R&B in there too, you know. Quincy Jones, Tower Power, lots of stuff like that. And John Klimmer, you know, Stanley Turrentine, lots of, you know, a lot of like jazz, 70s jazz, big time jazz, and pop and R&B.
Okay, well, I would like to play a song from the album, Countdown, and I would like to start, for some reason, with Polaris. Anything particular about that song?
Well, Polaris, Annie, is like, I think one of, in my opinion, one of the more jazzier kind of cuts on my new CD, and the song, what really makes the song is having my good friend guest appearing on it, and that friend is Peter White on guitar. And it's a really cool, jazzy kind of song that allows us to kind of blow a little bit after with the melody, and we got some solos on there. So Solaris is like an outer planetary kind of a constellation, like and so it kind of sounds kind of out there in its own kind of world. So I wanted to call it Polaris.
Okay, well, here it is, an up close and personal from the wonderful Paul Taylor and his new album, Countdown, Polaris. Paul, from the time that you began till now, has things differed from you? Have they been different from you as far as recording, as far as touring? I mean, you know, there's been a change of times, you know. I mean, we all change. We all grow. How has things been for you from then till now?
Oh, yes, definitely things have, you know, in all three of those ways you mentioned, Annie, things have changed over, evolved over time between, you know, when I started back then and now. Like, let's say, recording-wise, you know, with the Internet, before the Internet, you did things like on, like, cassette and stuff, and there was less digital. Digital was around, but it got more refined as we went on, but... And then when the Internet came, we were able to do stuff from our own houses and our own personal studios, which we do now. And you can, you know, it's much more easier to send, you know, send files and information, of course, as we all know. So it changed in that way on the recording. And touring, it's changed. It's definitely evolved a lot in the fact that, you know, I used to have a band, kind of a home band I would use, and just, you know, right from... You know, I live in Las Vegas, and I had really cool band, really tight band, and we were all lived here, and we would just go out from, be based from here and go out from wherever I had to go. And then since then, times have changed now. Budgets have gotten a little tighter. And so now, as a lot of us do, we get bands that are, you know, in the area we're playing at, known as like regional, you know, regional bands. Mm-hmm. Like you might have a West Coast band or a Midwest band or a Back East band or whatever, you know, you get guys that are already there. And so kind of sorry with, you know, that kind of, you know, not able to kick bands anymore. It's too expensive. So we do that, and so we have to pay for hotel and room, you know, hotel and flight. So it's changing that way on touring. And, pretty much everything's changing. Everything's changing over the time. So, you know, I think the name of the game is to be adaptable and be able, be ready to evolve with the times.
Awesome, awesome. Knocking at Your Door, what is that track about?
You know, that's one of my favorites on the record as well, Knocking at Your Door. You know, just, you know, it's, you know, I like really simple melodies. And when I was messing around on my piano, on a, you know, my computer synth patch, and got a nice little piano patch, and I was messing around with that and some chords, and then I humped this little, like a five-bar little riff, you know. So in doing that, like, I was like, man, look, you know, I was trying to expand all the possibilities, so I was, like, humming to it and thinking, what kind of little lyric could I put through there, and came up with Knocking at Your Door. So it just kind of fit it like a glove, you know, those little five lines there. So, you know, I also did the vocal on it too. So no really big story on that. Just everything fit the part, what I was looking for. And I wanted it to be, it's kind of like a double time, kind of goes from double time, like kind of electronica, to like a half time, you know, goes in and out, those different vibes in the song. So, you know, just being really creative and writing a really cool song called Knocking at Your Door, and that's how it came about.
Amen. Well, here it is from Countdown, Paul Taylor's new album, Knocking at Your Door, here on Up Close and Personal.
Thank you.
Wow. Now tell me something. Through you going on what, 3 decades of doing this this stuff now, and how do you define yourself as a musician?
Yes, it has been a long time. I'm been out like it's been 21 years. I've been out since my debut CD. So
yeah, really.
Yeah, it's up getting up there. I'm sorry. How do you follow the second question, Annie? I'm sorry.
How do you define yourself as a musician?
How do I define myself as a musician? You know, I've very loosely regarded basically recording, of course, a recording artist, international recording artist, saxophonist. You know, I do. You know, I'm not too proud to say a jazz musician, but you know, I don't want to pigeonhole jazz. I can do a lot more than jazz, but jazz musician, just musician. Period. You know, I you know, in all those ways, I kind of regard myself.
Nice. Now, how do you want Countdown to define you in your career? How you want this album? Because you see, the thing is that I've listened to all of your music. Like I said, I've been following you. You know it's you because you have this unique style, this unique sounds. You know it's you, but you don't. None of your albums sound the same. And I love that. You know it's you playing, but not because you sound like your previous album, but because you have this unique way, you know, your unique style, sound, however it is that, you know, you want to call it. How do you maintain that from album after album after album? Because this is your 11th album. And so you must be, like, really creative, or you just have so much to give. It's within you, you know. How do you do it?
You know, Annie, I think I am very creative, and, you know, I'm just so blessed that I can, you know, do music and do this for a living, and use my creativity to the best of my ability, you know, and that's what I do. I really get creative, and, you know, all the time, and when I hear ideas and stuff like that, I just really go to town with it. And so, you know, that's pretty much the secret, doing it, you know, doing it, maintaining your own voice, but coming up with something totally creative and innovative each time. And so that's what I try to do each time out, and, I'm so glad that you hear that. So, you know, I'm gonna keep working on what I'm gonna keep doing the way I do. You know, if it's not broke, I'm not gonna fix it. So that's
there
what I
go.
Do just each time. You know, I just call on all my talents and just go to work on it, and just, you know, for me it's just like what I do. And but I guess it could be special talent, but I just, you know, I call on what I do when I hear different ideas, or, you know, or you know, I have different ways of doing it. I hear different ideas, or I'm actually actively writing on the keyboard, or playing my horn, or just hearing something. You know, I just round up those ideas in and go to and try to use them in different ways, and just try to really be creative. And that's what I do each time. And, you know, that's try to create that magic in a different way each time.
Amen, amen, and very well done. Let's see. It's Told Yourself. Anything about
yes.
that song, please.
Oh, you know, Told Yourself is a really, really cool song. Really has like the Caribbean kind of vibe, but with a more pop, kind of pop edge on it. We like a lot of the artists on the pop are using like this kind of certain kind of, you know, the cool kind of a reggaeton beat. So, you know, we wanted to use that on this one. And originally, working on the song on the album, they had it was in a totally different direction, another direction. So, and my producer like recommended like, hey, let's just try this direction with the reggaeton. And so I thought, checked it out, and like, yeah, why not? Let's try it this way. So, and so there's no big story behind the title. Just figured like, Told You So, you know. And so that's what they went with that, and that's what happened. That's how it went down.
Well, this is a genius tune. I love it. Well, here it is, Told You So, from Paul Taylor's new album, Countdown. Here we go. Lay it on down. Now tell me
That's
something.
That's right.
There are so many sax players out here nowadays. How do you differ from all the other rest? I mean, I'm not, you know, it's just, I want to know how you feel that your music differs from everyone else.
You know, Annie, I think that hopefully just by being my own person and my own, thought process and musician and writer compositionally and player, that makes the difference. And growing up and playing the saxophone, learning it, and getting, I think, very important to doing that and making yourself set apart from the rest is your tone quality, and then your articulation. And so I've definitely worked on that. Growing up through the ranks and trying to get my own style. And so that's what really does it, I think, just being your own person and comfortable in yourself and going after your sound, not trying to sound like anybody else. But the funny thing about it is in jazz, usually, almost in everything else, you kind of just copy. When you're first starting something, you copy something else until you get it. All right, I'm going to copy this until I can get a hold of it, and then I can make my own. And when I get it down, I can kind of make my own way from there. It was the same way with jazz. So, I copied phrases and licks from my favorite influences and, over the years, and kept playing them and, learning other new ones as they go from other people. And you just kind of take all that in and process it and come out and kind of make your own style. And so just being yourself and being true to yourself and trying to grow, that makes you stand out and, hopefully stand out from all the rest.
Amen, amen. Do you feel you have grown as a musician from the first album to this 11th album?
Oh, I do so much. I definitely do, Annie, because just taking advantage of all the stuff, like we talked about earlier, the technology we have now, and, I can, if I get an idea, I can just get an app on my phone and record it, and might just hum it in there or sing it in there, and, you can put that into your, that idea into your, as a file into your computer and open up a whole bunch of stuff on that and, put it in different sequences and just try to spark some creativity. So you can just do that, and that's how we do it, and that's how I do it, and just try to so in those ways, taking advantage of that and knowing that, ideas come and go, so you got to capture them. And I've been smart in those ways, and just so I think I've grown lots more than I have, when I first started out.
Well, the music is still amazing to this day. I'm telling you, it's such a process, and I know a lot of different artists have different processes. And I know you write most of your music. You don't do that many covers, which I love. Most of your stuff, are written by you. Is there a technique that you use, or a routine, or anything that you say, okay, well, this album, I want to make it sound like this? Or do you get your inspiration from, you could be traveling and you say, ooh, that could be a song, or you hear something and, ooh, that could be a song. Anything that, I'm sure every song is inspired or comes about differently, but is that something that you do often, besides recording it and stuff? How does any song inspire you? How do you say, okay, well, I'm going to write this song, or I like that song?
Annie, that's, you kind of described it in a nutshell. That's kind of how it works. I could just be traveling or sitting here in my home or doing errands or whatever, and you just get an idea. It could be it could be just some kind of little jingle from a commercial, or just you might hear something on your radio, or it could just be a certain mood sitting somewhere, or a different mood reminds you of something. And he's like, that could be something. It could be a song. So I just kind of, when that happens, you just kind of let it flow and try to capture it, and try to capture what it's saying to you, and how you can emote it, into your music. And so that's all that, like stuff you just said a minute ago. That's how I do it. And you know, that's in different ways. That's how it works. And for me, just trying to kind of capture it. And then once you capture it, you got to, you know, try to do something with it that makes it really say something.
Nice. And, you know, I mean, it. One of the things that amazes me about musicians is, and I asked this before, I can't even remember what I had for dinner yesterday, okay? nonetheless, how, I mean, it must be a gift musicians have, but you just came out with this album. How is it that when you go play it, you can remember all the songs? I mean, is it, you know, is it a compartment thing issue, you know? How do you remember which song, you know? I mean, if it would be me, I'd probably be playing a mix of all the songs together. I wouldn't be able to remember. How do you remember each song individually?
That's a good question. I get asked that from time to time, just my friends and stuff. Like, when you're playing your songs, how do you remember all every song? And especially you've got so many songs now. And so it, like, if, in fact, I do have a lot of songs, so you figure like 10 songs in each album, that's a lot of songs. And mm-hmm. so, you know, from whatever year I'm in or whatever, you know, whatever year I'm in, I have, you know, certain, you know, whatever show, you know, I have whatever show I'm on, you know, that's coming up next, I have a certain, what I'm thinking of doing. And so, you know, once I give the music to the band and all that, and I know, okay, I got to live up to my end, you know, of the deal and have these songs to the best of my ability to lead this band for my show. So, you know, once I know that, I know I'm always listening to it, listening to the songs in the order, or, you know, just going over them. Obviously, I've played them before and recorded them, but just kind of keep going over them in your mind that, yeah, this is the verse, this is the key little phrase that goes into the chorus, and you just keep all that in mind, and after a while, when you do it so much, it becomes second nature, you know, okay, I've played this song, you know, but some, you might throw a new song in there, and you got to go over it and study it some. So that's, yeah, we got to do, you know, when I'm flying, I'm always listening to music. When I'm traveling, and, you know, I listen to other stuff too, but I also listen to my own music so I don't miss any cues. I'm, you know, don't want to miss any of my own notes. So I'm always listening to my stuff and preparing for the next performance. And so that's just kind of what we do. We have to, like, remember what you played before and be ready to, you know, perform it, you know, do it your best way live. And so, you just, you know, always listening. You know, I'm always listening to my music and thinking how I can always, you know, make it better.
Very meticulous. That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, talking about listening to music. Who do you listen to? What kind of music do you listen to?
You know, Annie, I like all kinds of music. I like pop music. Getting in the car, I usually go to like a pop station just to get a feel of what they're playing, what's on the air now. And then I go, then kind of start, you know, go to a little jazz station. Fortunate to have a jazz station here in Vegas. But I like jazz, I like pop, I like, you know, really edgy electronica music, you know, like rock music, some rock music, some rap music, some R&B music, you know, it just runs the gamut. Classical music, you know, Baroque music, you know, Renaissance music, you know, at different times. I like it all. And so, you know, I like music on commercials sometimes, you know. So I listen to it all, and just hodgepodge of stuff, and just, you know, whatever I feel. And, you know, a lot of stuff I love, I put into my iTunes, and so I put that on random. So when I'm just listening to music, you know, it's like your own personal radio station. You put it on random, and, you know, random songs come up, and you're just like, oh, wow, I remember that. I like that song. So you like every song because you put it in there. So it's like your own little radio station. So that's how I, you know, that's what I listen to.
Nice. The song Club 702. I'm kind of seeing a theme here. I know your area code is 702, and that song is 702, Club 702. Any reference, any?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a little bit of reference on this song. you know, I live in Las Vegas. For everyone who doesn't know that, but who don't know that, and it's of course, you know, big, you know, known for the gambling and lavish, you know, the strip and stuff, and entertainment and hotels and stuff. And but also, you know, there's the last few years, you know, Vegas has gotten, it's you know, it's not known just for gaming. There's like shopping as well, and the club scene is really big here now, and DJs are doing really good here. And so every big hotel is a nightclub. So in doing that, we came with a, you know, my partner, my producer came up with a really cool track that has, you know, very cool danceable club vibe. And so when we did that, it's like, oh, man, this is pretty cool. Let's call it Club 702 since all the clubs here.
Mm-hmm. Well, here it is, Club 702.
All right.
From the current Paul Taylor album, Countdown. The night away in Nevada, in Las Vegas. Oh man, tell me something, Paul. Have you written for anyone else, and would you like to write for someone else? Because you're a magnificent writer.
Well, thank you so much. You know, I've never really written for, that's a good question. I've never really written for anybody else. I just, you know, I write for myself, you know, I write for my CDs. And, but, you know, sometimes I do have, the songs that don't make it to my, on my CDs, I do have a lot, you know, dozens and dozens of songs that, sometimes in their own little journey of their song or creation, it's like, man, this might be good for so-and-so, you know, and doing that. So in that way, I kind of think, maybe this song might be good for another artist. So that comes to play sometimes when I'm writing, but I haven't really officially wrote for anybody else yet, but you never know.
That's right. You never know. You always, every time I turn around, you're playing somewhere. What are your goals? One has nothing to do with the other, but you know me, like I said, I can't remember what I had for dinner last night. What are your goals for 2017, for 2017? What are your goals besides promoting this album?
That's pretty much it, doing that and keep, you know, got to keep promoting it and, you know, keep plugging away, you know, a lot more ground to cover. Like, I'm glad you noticed that, like, I'm always playing somewhere. Well, you know, that's another of my goals for 2017 is to keep out there and, you know, keep playing live, bring it to the people. You know, I've got a beautiful album here. There's no reason why everyone shouldn't be able to hear it, you know, me playing out in the road somewhere. So I hope to get, you know, keep getting a lot of tour dates in, and the word will spread out that, you know, killer album by Paul Taylor. Let's hear him play some of this on the road, you know. So let's go see Paul. So that's definitely my main goal for next year, keeping busy, keeping out there. You know, of course, it's definitely promotion, too. You know, just I want to keep doing what I'm doing. Like, I've been living my dream, so, you know, I'm going to keep it going.
I saw a picture when you had short hair. You've always been so daggone cute. I love to flirt. Yeah, you know that. You are so handsome. You are so sexy. Why do you always wear dark clothes? I've noticed that.
You know, no one's really asked me that, but well, thank you so much. I think that you know, I like to wear black because it's kind of a sleek, streamlined kind of color, monochromatic, and like it. One thing I will say that I have a lot of hair, and I really work hard when performing, and so in turn I sweat a lot and perspire, and so a good thing about wearing black, it doesn't really show as much of the perspiration. So that's one of the good things about black. But I just like the way it looks, and I like to wear, you know, just like all, you know, it's kind of like I don't have to think so hard. I know what I'm going to wear is all black. Here's my outfit. Here's black boots. Some slim jeans, a nice, cool Henley shirt. I'm good. Let's go, you know.
I just figured you knew it was sexy on you. That's all.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I like to feel that, too, when I'm playing. So, you know, you want to feel good, you know, when just getting up and going up, you know, when you get dressed, you want to feel good about it. So, absolutely, you know. And also, I've noticed, like, sometimes when I wear all the dark, you know, over the years, it's like they kind of just, the pictures just meld together. You don't know what year it's from. It's just like, you know, it's just kind of timeless. It doesn't, like, date you as much. So black is good to wear.
Amen. Because that's all that's in my closet, black. But for me, it was because it's let me down.
That as well, exactly. You know, I kind of pick out from time to time. You gotta keep it in check. You know, in between the treadmill. So I gotta, you know, kind of just black is a slimming color as well.
Well, I want to play the title track to the album, Countdown. And this is a very fun track. Anything about it that you want to talk about on this song?
Well, you know, I liked it so much that I named it the title track. It's a beautiful song, Countdown. It's very kind of spiritual, kind of it grooves too. It has like funk in it. It has some funk in it as well, mystical qualities to it. And my partner and I, Dean Esposito, the producer, we had this idea of like we were almost done with it, and I said, why don't we put a count, like I could just say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And it, like, you know, the intro, and like, and I said, you really like that idea, so we did that, and that really conceptualized Countdown. So, and no other reason, that it just has a really cool vibe to it, and That's how it went down, a countdown.
Well, here it is, the title track, Countdown, from Paul Taylor's recent album, Countdown. Such an awesome beat. This is number that keeps on popping up and hangs up, popping up. And I gather it's a long distance number. And he just instant messaged me. He's calling from Tunisia, and he would like to say hello to you. I told him he had to wait until the song finished, but now he's not. There he is. Okay, hold on.
Jamel, my friend Jamel. All right.
Hi, folks.
Hi, Jamel.
Hi, Annie. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you.
It's really cool to call the master of saxophone, Mr. Paul Taylor, and one of my greatest show hosts like you, Annie. I'm so pleased to have this call, too.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Jamel. Thanks a lot, brother. All right. Glad to hear your voice. And, you know, it's great to call talk from you're like across the world, you know, another part of the world. So it's great for calling in and talking with you. And thanks for all the support.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Paul. You know, it's a pleasure for me to hear your voice live on this show. I had a dream to have you for an exclusive interview on my previous shows before, but I'm doing all my best to get back on the waves, and hopefully we will get this interview together one day.
We will, brother. We will.
Yeah, thank you. I was listening to your music, and I just want to say something special for Polaris. And, you know, I wrote you before about it, but this title is really deep. I don't know why, but I found it really reconforting, and it gives a lot of space, a lot of great music to get me into another trip. A new dimension in sound with your saxophone. Maybe it was the influence from Keiko Matsui music. I don't know, but I find it really special. Thank you so much again for making this title.
Well, I appreciate that. That really means a lot. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jamel.
Thank
and I'm glad that it evokes that. And, you know, that's a really nice song, Polaris. And it has like a really different kind of sound to it. And you know, it's really relaxing and. You can think about things and stuff, and just Peter White definitely adds to it, and it was a joy to play with him on that, and I'm glad you're feeling all the music.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you,
Annie,
Jamal,
again
for calling. No, thank you.
Thank you. We will be calling one time again in another show, hopefully in the future.
All right.
Okay, well,
sounds
thank
good.
You.
Yeah, big shout out to all of you from North Africa, Tunisia, and see you again soon.
Wonderful.
Okay, stay blessed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, I know we're going to be running out of time shortly because I don't want to keep you on the phone too long, but I would love to play the first single from the album, which is Arrival.
All right, cool.
Here we go. That was very nice of him to call all the way from Tunisia.
Sure
I asked him,
yeah.
You know, why did he keep on hanging out? He goes, because it costs a lot of money. That's so nice. Well, here it is, Arrival from Paul Taylor's Countdown. that song. I love that song and your range. It goes so, love it.
Thank you so much, Annie.
Where would you be next? Where are you going to be playing next?
Well, Annie, I'm actually the day after tomorrow, which is Saturday, I'll be back east in Owing Mills, Maryland, at the Gordon Center.
No.
Right down the street from the Center of Fine Arts.
No.
And I'll be playing there tomorrow Saturday night.
Wait, in Owings Mill.
Yeah.
I'm writing this down. Wait, whoa, that's down the
street
from me. Well, about 45
minutes. And I'll be
drive,
with on the bill will also be Marcus Johnson on keys. So it's sax and keys.
That's right. With MJ, I did read something. I haven't been on Facebook the last few days. Okay. At the Center of Performing Arts, you said?
Gordon Center, mm-hmm, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to make it there. I'm going to be there. Oh, definitely. Oh, yes.
Great.
And where else would you be?
You know, I had a really busy last month, November, so... October, so had a really busy October, so I have that one for this Saturday, and then gearing up for more toward the end of the year, and so and I also have a lot coming in for next year, so we're filling in the calendars and the tour dates.
Awesome. Well, man, this album, like I said, is magnificent. I love it. It's got grooves like nothing else. I mean, it's funky. It's, you know, melodic. It's got a little bit of everything. And I love it. I think it's a unique project. And I am so glad that you came onto the show. But I don't want to, you know, keep you long. So I'll play the next two songs, Crossroads and The Hills, afterwards. But I first want to, you know, thank you. And I really, really do adore you and your music, and I think you are an outstanding musician, and I am so glad that you're around, and I know you're going to have another 20 more albums coming out. I might not be around, but you and your music will be.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much, Annie. I really appreciate it. That means a lot to me, and I really appreciate the support and having me on your show. And I really enjoy the time here, and so glad you're enjoying my latest countdown CD and to get to talk with, you know, through your show of more fans, and it was a wonderful thing today.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I know I did. And ladies and gentlemen, and you can find Paul Taylor Sax, I believe. Paul Taylor Sax, or was it Paul Taylor
That's
Music? PaulTaylorSax.com.
Mm-hmm.
And at Paul Taylor Sax on Twitter, and of course on Facebook and on Google. I mean, you have got to get this album. You will enjoy from beginning to end. It's a really, really beautiful album. And I want to wish you the very, very best. And with that said, I would like to play, I think that's the current single, Crossroads.
We'll see. I think right now it's still on arrival, but we'll see. Who knows? That might be the next single as well.
Okay, well, here it is, Crossroads. Hang on a minute for just a hot second while I play this song, okay?
Okay.
Now I'm going to play The Hills, and then that's it. Here we go, The Hills, from Paul Taylor's new Countdown on Up Close and Personal. love that song. I love the whole album. Oh, my God. Well, that is it for this evening with Paul Taylor. The album that we were listening is Countdown. I hope you get to buy it if you already haven't. And that's it. Come back next week for Carol Dubock and Jessie J. She'll be playing her new Christmas album. Oh, it's getting into that season. Also, I want to say thank you in honor of tomorrow being Veterans Day to all of the military men and women who have served us so gallantly, and including my husband, who is an Army vet, and thank you for all of what you've done throughout the years, for all those that have gone, for all those that are here, and all the young men and women out there today fighting for our country. Thank you, and hey, you'll have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I hope to see you back next week. I think that's about it. So don't forget, stay blessed and keep it smooth. Have a wonderful night. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to Annie Latin Jazzy Rodriguez. Until we meet again, stay blessed and don't forget to keep it smooth. Have a good night.